Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So there's transfer portal situation that's changed in the NCAA. I don't know if we've ever talked about it. We probably have, I'm sure. Jeremy, how do you feel about the transfer portal, generally speaking, without all the changes, just as a philosophy?
I guess what's fair is fair, but we've created this AAU-type atmosphere where you go somewhere, you're unhappy, so you go somewhere else. I love the idea of guys picking up a fifth-year senior option and getting to go play for someone else and maybe making a run at something. But I do feel like we're seeing too much of this college football free agency, if you will. I was reading, which team was it? There was a team that lost 40 players in the transfer portal.
How many?
40. It's the most that anyone's ever lost in the transfer portal.
I heard you wrong. 40.
No, 40. And they had to, they just played to, I can't remember who it is. It's a smaller school. Might've been like Coastal Carolina or somebody like that. But they lost 40 players, and again, like that's a lot to sit there and rebuild and understand what's coming in. And the thing that really got me that I didn't like about this, Rob, was the bowl games and seeing people opt out of playing in the bowl game yep. because they're entering the transfer portal because they're unhappy.
Well, now the transfer portal no longer has two windows. It has one, and it goes from January the 2nd to January the 11th, and that's it.
I mean, I'm kind of in favor of it.
Me too.
I just think the transfer portal has made college football kind of chaotic. I think it makes it much more difficult for coaches to build a roster and know who the hell they have playing for them. And at least this, you have some kind of a little more organization and you could plan a little bit. I just thought it was out of control before.
Some coaches are complaining that now you give them less time to look at who they're going to bring in, especially if you're in bowl season. Coaches, I think you're looking at this the wrong way. It also gives the kids less time to leave you. See, everybody's talking about the transfer portal. They're making a bad thing for the kids. The kids, the kids, the kids, the kids. Coaches are getting – what did Deion Sanders say when he took the Colorado job? And I'm not – I'm only using Deion because this was public. If he said it publicly because the cameras were on him, other coaches said too.
Hey, Rob brought him up, not
he
me.
He said some of you need to enter the transfer portal because you're not going to be around here very long. Mm-hmm. Remember
that's
that?
True. That's right.
You think Deion Sanders is the only coach saying that?
Yeah. Nope.
So while we're making the kids the bad guys all the time in this, keep in mind a lot of coaches look at their roster and say, you know what? I made a mistake with these 6-7 kids. Let me get rid of them and look in the transfer portal. So the coaches have now selfishly said, you're taking my time away to revamp my roster to go get free agents. Because that's what they are, free agents. So I think I think it's a good thing because now you have to be concise. You have to be very specific in knowing that you have a home if you want to enter the transfer portal. I think it's kind of a solution to the problems that we've been talking about with the portal.
Yeah, we've seen some kids screw it up. I mean, if you're talking about Nico leaving Tennessee and going to UCLA, and that dog's not hunting. UCLA just fired their coach already. We're not even in the fourth week of the college football season. They said, hell no. But again, like when you have coaches that can get up and leave a program and go somewhere else, even if they had recruiting violations and all this other stuff, the kids are left there to deal with it and possibly not go into a bowl game before. Now things have changed. And then coaches could just leave and go somewhere else and start anew. Whether it was, you know, Kelvin Sampson going to the NFL or the NBA in college or going and taking over Indiana when Oklahoma was in trouble or vice versa and all those things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've seen so much of Pete Carroll leaving so he doesn't get in trouble for cheating at USC.
Oh, my gosh. Why does Pete Carroll get a drive-by in this? Why?
Because he cheated.
That was 20 years ago.
So it doesn't count?
But there's so many examples after that. You're not going to be the scene from life.
It's all right.
80 years old.
I got my toes stuck in a bottle.
You remember that time Pete Carroll cheated and gave money to Reggie Bush?
Rob's going to be up there going, you know who's not going to Rob's boom boom room? You. Pete Carroll will be there.
You gotta bring the guy up all the time. Then you got. I'm surprised you didn't say, "Yay, I'm going to the NFL!" Yay.
I'm just thinking of the scene where they're going around. I'm that baby's pappy, and they get to me and say, "Yes, I am that baby's father."
Pete Carroll, it did anything to you, man?
Some bitch.
Never.
What? All right, Jeremy.
I hate Pete Carroll.
Why? You got to explain this to me. Why?
I hate the gum chewing. It's Pom Pom Pete. Every damn time. Shut up, Pete.
Okay, remember Cheating the time? Ass. Remember the time he was a bad coach?
Yeah, New England with the Jets. I mean, yeah, I do.
We won like 8-8, 10-6.
He's still a bad coach. He sucked there. He won in Seattle. He sucked in those other two spots. Like, if you bring up Bill Belichick and say he's the greatest NFL coach of all time, people listen to you. But then you go, well, what happened in Cleveland?
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. What happened all of those times when he didn't have Tom Brady? He has a losing record. What is it, like 71-91?
Yeah, we did have Tom Brady for a long time.
71-91.
The Cleveland year shouldn't count for anyone.
Why not?
Don't count him for Baker Mayfield. It was there. Now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
It was there.
Yeah.
But he's part of the problem.
I mean, what's he chewing on? Like 18 pieces of Bazooka Joe?
I think
over
we're
there?
Talking about the transfer portal.
Okay, Ellen.
He's not exactly Jason Garrett. All right?
Okay, no, but he's worse than Jason Garrett.
No, he wins.
Jason Garrett.
He's got championships.
Ass. They're down 40-10, and they just had like a touchdown. All right, guys.
You ever get the feeling that Jason Garrett's clapping is nervousness?
Yeah.
That awkwardness. I got nothing else to do with my hands, so let me. Pete Carroll's genuine. Like it or not, that's a genuine rah-rah right. Cheering his team on. I think Jason Garrett is that nervous clap.
I'll something.
You know, look, I'll be fair about it. Pete Carroll is a genuine cheater.
Do you remember Al Gore would clap? It reminds me of that. Yeah. Al Gore would go like this, like a child. Patty cake.
This is so funny. But you can't tell. Like, every time someone made a play and Pete Carroll's on the sideline, he's got this big-ass wad of gum. And he's just losing his mind, man. Screw that guy. And I know Vinny likes him, too. You like him. Because why don't you like Pete? I hate his ass.
Pete's my kind of guy.
Some bitch. Man.
And no reason. You never met him.
Nope.
I met him.
Did you?
Yeah.
How nice was he to you?
He was awesome.
Liar.
It was awesome. He said, Rob, good to meet you. We're the cheerleaders. Come on, Rob.
I paid a kid at USC named Long. $40,000 under a baseball cap. Hey, sign him with us.
$40,000?
What? I did what?
$40,000?
It's in cash. I'm not saying that's all you get.
If that was Long, it'd be more than $40.
That's an appetizer. It's just... Rob, it's just
wet your whistle.
Wetting your whistle.
Oh, boy.
And Pete Carroll in the meetings. Oh, did he say he's signing with us? Doing his punching in the air. It's like, settle down. You're 80. How old is he? He is He's way older than he looks.
And he has more energy than you.
Oh, there's no question. He's got... He looks great for his age. I look awful for my age. Maybe that's why I'm mad.
That's probably is.
Pete Carroll is... Oh, he's
74. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good.
He'll be 75 next... Oh, he just turned 74. Excuse me. 2 days ago. Three days ago.
Happy birthday, Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Here you go.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Pete Carroll going, you sure we're supposed to give these players checks? Because that's a paper trail, and we don't want that. No, Pete, checks. It's okay. It's okay in the NFL. We give them checks. It's okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.